Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord and Savior, Lord, once again we've gathered in, Father, and to hear you speak to us. Father, as your word came forth this morning, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can judge ourselves by it, Lord. Measure ourselves up by your standard. Father, and just to see where we're at in this late hour that we're living in. Father, do we need to run faster? Lord, whatever it is, Father, we found in our lives, Lord, help us to do that which was needed. And Lord, again, we've come tonight, Lord, with great anticipation. Lord, you never fail to, Lord, bring your word to us. And Father, show us our shortness. Or show us, Lord, strengthening. Father, whatever we have need of, you know. Lord, we lean on you. We're so thankful for that. Just pray that you would have your way in everything. Bless each and every one that's made it out tonight. Lord, may you just receive all the glory and honor. We ask in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books there on page 136. To sing us old time power. Hallelujah. They were in an upper chamber. Oh, they were always one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. Amen. And it's all, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Yes, this power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them as the Lord said, he, amen. Hallelujah. And it's, oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize, oh, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promised to believers, and we all may, amen, Lord Jesus. And it's, oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power. Oh, hallelujah. And baptize. Amen. Sing it again. Lord Jesus. And it's, oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Amen. You feeling the saints? Amen. Walking amongst us. Page 45. Amen. Leaning on his everlasting arms. Hallelujah.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace. peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, leaning, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, well, I'm leaning. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Praise Him. Safe and secure from all alarm. Oh, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Everlasting arm. Oh, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm, I have blessed peace. Oh, with hallelujah. Oh, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, well, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, hallelujah. Are you leaning on Him? Depend on Him for everything, saints. He's always there to take care of us. Page 31, over just one or two pages. Amen. Standing on His promises. Hallelujah. Every promise is yours, saints. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Oh, glory on the highest I will shout. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Amen. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, yes, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Amen. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, yes, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Oh, standing on the promise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises. I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. Standing on His promises. You can always trust, saints. He said it, it'll happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Zimmerman, would you like to come up? Oh, thank you. Amen. That's a blessing for you.
Lord Jesus, what a privilege it is once again to come into the house of the Lord.
Determined. I've made up my mind. I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll follow wherever He leadeth, I'll pasture wherever He feedeth. Oh, I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord.
Amen. Help me to have a need or request on your heart. Hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request tonight?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful and thankful once again that we can gather together for a single moment.
Yes, Lord.
We pray as we gather here tonight, Lord, that you speak to our hearts, Lord. Each and every one, Lord, you know the spirits you need here tonight, Lord.
Oh, Father.
Oh, God, we pray, Father, that you help us, Lord, each and every one that we shall see you, Lord. Thy Father, we might grow stronger than you, Lord. And if we don't know you, Lord, we'll have a desire, Lord, to come to
yes.
You. Oh, God, we just said that Thy Father just stands at the door and locks it. If any man will open, we commit something.
Yes.
Lord, that's the last call, Lord, before the rapture takes place. We pray, Father, tonight you meet them. They have a need, Lord, you can meet them, the physical needs tonight, Lord, for those that need a healing touch from you, Lord. Pray, Father, that you reach down and touch them, Lord, whether they're here in our midst or whether at home, Lord.
Praise his name. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There'll be a special song, somebody. Amen. Do you have a song tonight, Karen? Yes, if you'd come. Stand together, if you will. Sing a little chorus. Only believe, ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible
just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here again this evening. And Lord, we just humbly ask your blessings upon your word to our hearts. And Lord, that you would just let these few nuggets and things, Lord, just be rooted and grounded into our hearts. Lord, we would hold on to them. And Lord, continue to meditate upon all these precious quotes and scriptures. And Lord, as our pastor was bringing the message that he was going back into that literal life of Jesus Christ, Lord, may these things gel with that, and may we hold it in our heart, Lord, that this word would just continue to grow, and Lord, as we feed upon it, we would become more like you. And we just ask it to your glory and to your honor, that through it all you would receive all the praise. In the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to John, the 14th chapter, for our scripture reading. We read this Thursday evening, but we'll just read it again this evening. Just like to read a few more quotes to go along with some of the things I was saying this morning, just to kind of wrap that up, praying that the Word of God has been strengthening to you, and it'll continue to encourage our hearts. Amen. But in John, the 14th chapter, and let's just start here. We'll just pick up here at the 16th verse. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you." May the Lord bless and receive his word, and you may be seated. What a precious thought, amen. And as we, thanks be to God that through his great grace and mercy, he has showed us how that's going to be. And not left us with just wondering, as you go back and you, sometimes when you go back and you look in the Old Testament, when some of those prophets were prophesying, and you may read what they said, and maybe at the time, even those people that heard it didn't maybe fully grasp what was happening. But as you come along behind, and then you get someone to open your eyes, God sends a prophet and says, look back through here. As Paul came and was able to go back into the Old Testament and pull Jesus out of there and show the Jehovah of the old was Jesus of the New Testament. What a wonderful reality that is. But without God's provided channels, we'd have never saw that. That would have never been revealed to us. But God had a way to make sure we would get exactly what we had need of. But I'd like to go back over here into Luke, the 24th chapter, where we had kind of left off this morning, and just pick back up here and then go into some quotes. But as they were on their road to Emmaus, and I did some quick search, and this may not be exact, so don't hold me to it if I'm off a little bit, but it appears that from Emmaus to Jerusalem would have been roughly about 8 miles. And, of course, we know they were traveling to Emmaus, walking. And so I want you to notice here that he said, and it came to pass, as the 30th verse of the 24th chapter, "And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with him, he took bread, blessed it, brake it, and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the Scriptures?" And notice this, they just got come down through there, 8 miles, dusty, probably weary, and they rose up the same hour and returned back to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that was there, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon." Set them afire. Something got a hold. And boy, it was giving them an excitement. It gave them joy and enough something within them, an extra boost. Let's turn right back around and let's make this trip one more time. Can you imagine that trip going back was a whole lot different than the trip coming down? Amen. But I want you to think about that. What God does for you, when God reveals himself to you, it will give you that boost. It will give you that jubilation, the stimulation, a revelation will set you in action. And it will set you forward. It'll make you hunger for the Word of God. It'll make you read. It'll make you pray. Don't matter how tired you are, how weary you may feel in your body, God will give you the boost that you need to keep pressing on all the way through. But here in the messages, with thinking of how that we were speaking this morning, Jesus revealing himself.
But this is concerning the scripture. Brother Branham had said this in the message, when their eyes were opened, they knew him, February 12, 64, paragraph 39. He said, notice, they called him a prophet. Know not these things, Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet that manifested himself to see, which before all the people and so forth, he was called a prophet. Then if they recognized the one they were talking about of being a prophet, and looked like they would have seen right here that the same prophet picked up the word again and began to reveal it, which he was the word and was revealing himself by mouth, the word that was written of him. And he began and he started from Moses and explained to them all that the prophets had said about him. Oh my, how he made it known for that age. Full slow of heart, knowing that Moses and all the prophets said that Christ must suffer and enter into his glory. And see, for that age, that's what was supposed to take place. And don't you know he's supposed to do that? See, he was revealing the written word of himself. And oh, what a conversation that sure would have been. But that's what I'm saying. It's easy to look back and say, oh boy, I'd have liked to have been there. But we have the same opportunity tonight, as we said here, listening to God's word. It's the same God speaking to you and I. The Holy Spirit here communicating. I may be the one reading it, but he's the one that sparks and puts that down in our hearts and engages us to think about it. You know, we hear so much in this time, and in the past, we've heard it said, you know, people begin to lift up their pastor, their whoever it was, and put them on a pedestal, and we still see it going on today, where they lift them up, and they're so thankful for them, and they're so thankful without them, I don't know where I would be. We've heard these kind of statements, and how it's kind of right, but when we look into the scriptures, we must give reverence to God's ministry. We must make sure, even here, we have a wonderful pastor. We should uphold him in prayer. We should be behind him the whole way, following the end of his conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, as Paul told us. But we never lift that man, and we never lift our church to the pedestal that you need to come to my church. You need to come hear my pastor, but come hear the word. That's where our target should be. Look at how many times Brother Branham stressed that when they would put his name up in lights. And he'd say, come see Evangelist William Branham's coming to town. And he said, and nothing about Jesus Christ was on the sign. And that's how it is today. Is it's wonderful to invite people to church, but invite them to come hear the word. Don't just come see my church because my pastor's right. My pastor's got, no, come hear the word and let the word be right. And then watch God's fivefold ministry take that word, keep it in its right place, and you watch it to complete the work and feed the people. And that's God. It's not the man. That's God working through his provided channels to make sure that you and I are getting the food that we need. And oh, how it works perfectly when you let God keep it in order. This was, as we were finishing up, I had read this morning, and I'm just going to catch this one paragraph. And this was in a trial preached April 27, 64, paragraph 220, that Christ in Ezekiel, Christ in Moses, Christ in David, it was Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What? The word being manifest by these prophets. And we can truly say that we saw God manifest in William Branham. Our eyes have been opened to that we saw that God sent him and he was identified. Think about it. He'd done the same thing for you and I. Just think about it for a minute. God's prophet took the word and identified himself to you and I. He took what had been written of what that prophet would be, when he would come and how he would come. And he used that written word to show forth out of these scriptures and identify that God had sent him to us. And then God vindicated him and put forth the evidence and showed forth that was, it lined up perfectly with everything that Paul spoke. And being able to go back and see that, how true it is to be able, you know, many people, when they read that, how true it is to be able to, where Paul said, though I or an angel from heaven preach anything else unto you, let him be accursed. And oh, how to be able to, with joy, to go back and to see the scriptures line up and to see when God sent the prophet in this day and to watch the scriptures and the quotes dovetail right back into those scriptures perfectly. There you don't have to wonder. I don't have to give you my opinion. I don't have to give you an idea. Read it and go back and look and you'll find it right in the pages of that precious word. You will see it unfolded. And oh, anyone that will spiritually ask and cry out to God for revelation, God will reveal himself to them. This was in the message. I left the back page of it. that had it on there. I'll have to get it for you. I think this was in this unveiling of God, I believe. But this is about paragraph 35. He says, in Hebrews, the first chapter, it says, God in sundry times, and that's old times, divers manners, spake to the fathers through the prophets, and in this last day through his Son, Jesus Christ. Notice, Jesus said that those who the word came to was called gods. That was prophets. Not that the man himself was God, no more than the body of Jesus Christ was God. He was a man, and God was veiled behind him. God has always veiled himself away from the public and revealed himself to the people who will believe it. God, this last Sunday at the tabernacle, I preached on the unveiled God, and God has always veiled himself behind something so that the people of the outside world know nothing about him. But he reveals himself to his children and to those who are willing to come in behind that veil. And in the message, the identified Christ of all ages, this is preached June 6, 17, 1964. He said, that's the reason they missed Jesus when he came. They were still trying to live under the law when the Bible had clearly said, right here I read it, and he said it, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they that testify of me. If the scriptures don't testify of me, then it's wrong. Surely they could have seen the virgin would conceive. Surely he was the perfect answer to the scriptures. And we Christians believe that now. But what good would it have done Moses to come with Noah's day, or Noah's message? And what good would it have done for John the Baptist to come with Moses' message, see? And we've got Sankey's message, we've got Moody's message, we got the message, but we've got the message of the hour. We ain't got Luther's message or Wesley's message. They were all right, but this is another day. And this is another promise. This is another church age. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. How astounding it is, and how blind people can get in the age. But it's got to be that way. Lukewarm in this age, the Bible said, and they would be spewed from his mouth in this Laodicean church age. But as many as he loves, he chastens and rebukes. And he spoke it would be this way in this Laodicean church age. And how thankful we are when we feel that precious word of God chastening us. We can feel the Holy Spirit just nudging us. Son, that's not right. Get rid of that. Daughter, you need to move away from that. How thankful we are to see that that's still chastening us. For those he rebukes, he loves and chastens. And he says, but remember, God changes his form. And Morphe, the Greek word, means he puts on a different mask. Like in Carmen or something, or a Shakespeare play, he's like an actor. He changes his form. And all what those prophets were, that's what God in those that was God in those prophets. Jesus said so. You call them gods who the word of God come to, and here I am, the Son of God. How do you condemn me? Oh my, the same thing is today. It's God manifested in flesh, the message of the hour, and the light of the day. And we can't have them other messages back there. They've done and been loved up, and we're living in a glare of a light. And how many we see today, they want to turn back. But God brought us a message to move on, not to live in the glare of another age gone by or a past era of time that God was moving and working, but to fulfill and to bring together the fullness of all that God was. This is in the message, The World is Falling Apart, and this was preached 11/15/63. But when he was crucified and rose again and ascended to God on the day of Pentecost, he came back in the form of this pillar of fire. And he separated himself, and tongues of fire set upon each of them, God dividing himself amongst his church, because that was his wife. And a husband and wife is one together, and God and the church is one together, God in you. That was God above us, God with us, God in us. The same God all the time, just three manifestations, attributes or offices, whatever you want to call it, like a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the same God all the time. And as we were saying this morning, how wonderful it is to look back and see what he done through Genesis, through all of those Old Testament books, and see how God just worked through every one of those prophets and then come and manifested himself in the form of Jesus Christ in that body. And then as he went off the scene to begin to send back that cloven tongues of fire, the Holy Ghost back upon his bride, to see that life return back, to see he was above us, he was with us, but now he is in us. And the reality of that has got to be more prominent than it's ever been in our life. He says that was God above us. He could not be touched. Even the mountain that would be touched where he was on, they must thrust through with a dart, because sin had not had an offering yet. But when God come and was manifested among us, we handled him with our hands, and he said, God, 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. See, now that was God with us, God over us, God with us, now God in us, and all that God was, he poured into Christ, and all that Christ was, he poured into the church. And at that day, you'll know that I am in the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. See, it's been God all along, you see, his same works. And the church is ordained to carry on his work with the same Spirit. You couldn't carry on the same work without the same Spirit. That's right, the same Spirit carries on the work. And by God's grace, I'm so thankful to be able to say I've been partakers of that divine nature. Amen. As Paul put it, we've been fellowshipped. And oh, how great it is to, that's where the joy comes from. That's where the excitement comes from in our heart. People want to argue, and I think about it all the time, and even more so recently. When you look at the children of Israel and how they got to murmuring and complaining, and Korah raised up in all the different situations, and they wandered in that desert for 40 years. And you know, I was thinking the prophet's been gone since 65, and we look where we are today. And we still hear bickerings and fussings over doctrines that were presented over and over and time again. And men still want to say, well, I believe this doctrine, and I believe that doctrine, and I believe this. Till it's got that we're no different than that, in that sense, no different than the Baptist that's got 8 or 10 different brackets running. But God called a special people that would not become a denomination and not take a denominational spirit, but they would have the Spirit of Christ. And they would move forward with the revealed word and not arguing, not fussing, but as a sheep laying down their life saying, let it be to me, Lord, according to thy will. And taking God in simplicity of the way he revealed the word and staying in the moving of the Holy Spirit and just saying, Lord, open up my heart and reveal yourself to me. And you watch God come in. When we'll lay down our opinions, our ideas, and you know, oftentimes you'll notice the messages and the mysteries that are fought the hardest are the ones that go so much against human reasoning. The ones that really put us down in a pinch. That's why people don't like to hear that their soul was killed out that first nature. Because it leaves them room for excuse. But oh my, when you can truly see God's great plan unfolded and truly realize that when he killed that old nature out of there, I stand here justified. I'd never done it in the first place. What a joy that brings to realize what he has done. He predestinated me and created this and placed it all in his great plan that I would be here tonight to be able to stand here free to worship him with no guilt. I can stand here knowing my sins was placed in the sea of God's forgetfulness, far as away as they were, never to be remembered, and stand here and raise up my hands and know that he's seeing me through that precious bumper of blood that he provided till the day we return back to be with him. Think about his mercy and his grace. The great plan is he put it all together. He never missed a beat. But people want to fuss and argue, well, it's got to be this way. It's got to be. Just take it the way God said it and say, Lord, let it be to me according to your word. There wouldn't be all the different ideas and differences of opinions. He said, repent and be baptized. And Peter come and explained it. Paul came and explained it. The prophet of this age came and just took it right back to the scriptures and manifested and showed how big God is. But we got to try to think about our human reasoning. We got to get a textbook over here and try to hand it over here. Well, if you read it like this and if you mix this with it and put that over here, you'll get this answer. That ain't the way God delivered it. He knew exactly what that old hillbilly. Well, not to no disrespect to Brother Branham, but some would maybe say he's just an old hillbilly because he come out of Kentucky. But God knew what he was doing when he said, here's the simplicity of the word, and I'll use the words that he used. And not to try to say, well, that word don't mean that. I need to go get another dictionary and change it. No, he said what he meant, and it was recorded as thus. And let us take it the way God put it down for us. Amen. It'll bring the fruits that it was desired to do. This is in Christ is the mystery of God revealed, preached in 63. We read a little bit out of it this morning, but this is paragraph 448. Now notice, God making himself known, we're supposed to make converts to Christianity by a government, but by revelation. The Christ in you, as God was in Christ, Christ is in you. And what God did in Christ, Christ does in you. What signs did God in Christ, Christ does in you. Oh, isn't it beautiful? Oh my, I like that. Jesus said at that day, that's this day, at that day when the revelation is made known, you will know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, I in you and you in me. When the revelation is made manifest, at that day ye shall know that I and the Father are one. And I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Then when the revelation comes forth, then it's I in you and you in me. There you are, see, the manifold three manifestation stops. What for? To bring it back, we've got to be. As Jesus was the Word of God, he vindicated the same. And if he wasn't the Word, he wouldn't have made manifest the Word. He'd have been some great theologian, and that would have been the real Messiah the world was looking for. See, yes, sir, that would have been him. And that's what they're looking for today. Somebody that can exceed Billy Graham, or somebody that can come smother down with their organization, come up and show them the Baptist. They don't know what they're where they're standing, sure. They're looking for that. But the church is looking for the humility and the signs of the living God, Christ. Jesus wasn't a great theologian. He was a common peasant, a carpenter's son, so-called. And he walked around, but God said, some of you, show me what the Bible says that I will do that I haven't manifest. So the church can do the same thing today. What Christ did, so does the church do now. And that day you'll know that I am in the Father is in me, and I in you, and you in me. There you go, marching on to Zion, the kingdom. At that day you will know that I am in you. And watch here. It's beautiful. I don't want you to miss this. Everybody, you people on tape and out in the jungles, wherever you hear it, you listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. See, now watch that. The Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. And the same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father sent me and I live by the Father, so I'll send you and you'll live by me. What is he? He's the Word. You live by the Word. Oh, I would like to take a text on that and preach now for a couple hours on it, see? And that's how he was on the scene. And notice, the Father that sent me went with him. And the Father that sends, the Jesus that sends us, goes in. And a little while, and the world won't see me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I, personal pronoun, I, the person, Jesus, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. And the works that I do shall you do also. Now go back and see what he done, and then see what you do, and then compare yourself. And that's where we're standing tonight. As we hear this word and we see what he done, let's go back and compare ourselves and see where we need to line up. Here a little, there a little. But God, through his mercy and grace, has laid out this great plan to show us that today it's our turn. Moses had his day. All of the prophets had their time. During Paul, we see all of their offices and how God used them. We also read in when the Holy Ghost came down upon them in the upper room and they came out of there, how it was so real to them and how others laughed and mocked, but it didn't matter. And then you see God throughout that whole time as he was using people and through all up through every age and every dispensation, we can see God manifest in people's lives. Some were prophets, some were pastors, some were ministers, but some were just laity. Think about the people that, like the little collared lady that was praying for her son, and God stopped an airplane and had Brother Branham walk down through there to go pray for him. Look at the examples that we've been left. Look at where others, the lady that was in the service, and that God dealt with her heart to go pray for another mother's baby. God can use each and every one of us. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be a song leader. You don't have to be anything. All you've got to be is surrender to Jesus Christ and realize that you've been sent for a purpose, that your life would be a representation to this nation, to this people, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I think so much, as Brother Smith has said, preach always, use words when necessary. Our word is preaching to everyone what we believe. Our lives is showing forth the way I dress, the way I conduct myself, the words I allow to come out of my mouth, my reactions to people. It's all declaring where my understanding lies and how much Jesus is a part of my life. And every day, whether it's to my husband, to my wife, to my children, to the men on the job, wherever I am, my actions are declaring, has he been revealed to me? And do I truly see that I can truly say, I and my Father are one. He is living in me. Today is the day that I know he's part of me. Oh, Saint, it goes so deep, and I pray that as each day goes by, it becomes greater to us. Let them fuss. Let them go on with what they want. It's going to continue on. It's got them nowhere. The people that was fighting over things 40 years ago, 40 years later, they're still fighting the same things. They're never going to see it. You can't feed a goat sheep's food and ever get them to grow. But oh, God has predestinated a people to take a hold of what was given, and oh, it will bring results in their life. And oh, we pray for people. And I don't say that and don't never cast judgment that oh, that person, there's no hope for them. I don't know that. That's up to God. But all I can do is live a life and let this word so become me that my life living out to others, they'll come to know Jesus Christ because they know me. Not because what I was able to preach to them or show them, but they can see a life lived. It's worth more than we can ever do and say. And oh, may that be our life. Lord, let the people see Jesus in me. Amen. May you sisters come to the instruments if you would, please. Amen. I pray maybe a cobbled up way of getting around to everything we had, but I pray that you could take something from it, that it, through it all, it'll strengthen us, encourage us. It's a time to be encouraged. It's a time to look at what God is trying to do. We've had this word laying here. Let's take the sincerity of it and let it truly take a hold of us to the point it don't matter what's going on anywhere else. I'm here as an individual before God. It's an individual affair. Even gathering in here, God may deal with your heart. He may show you something, and you may look around, and nobody else seems to ever caught on to anything. But if God is dealing with your heart as that word's coming forth, you follow him, and you do exactly what he says because it's an individual affair. Someone else may not catch on. This one may miss it. But if God's dealing with your heart, you do exactly what he does as long as it's lining up in that precious word. Say, Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Wonder if we could sing that little chorus, Because He Lives. Amen. Brother Kevin, my throat's a little dry. You'll probably have to help me.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know he holds the I can face tomorrow because he lives. Amen. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future.
Remembering our pastor in your prayers and uphold him, and just to pray God will continue to touch his body. I sure hope he's here Thursday night. Amen. But if he's not, we'll do our portion. Amen. Sometimes you got to have a rest, and if you don't take it on your own, God might just give you a rest. And then I pray that through that it gives his mind and body some chance to recuperate. And just pray, continue to pray. And saints, we should just bond together in such great love one for another, and just uphold each other, pray for one another. And we all face different circumstances, and you never know what someone else may be going through, but the worst, best thing we can do for them is just kneel down and pray and mention their name in prayer to God. He can handle every situation. Brother Paul, would you come dismiss us? Amen.
Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, I can definitely say it was good to be in the house of the Lord today, Father. Lord Jesus, just to hear that word come forth, Lord Jesus, that simple truth, Father, Lord Jesus, to renew us in those scriptures, Lord Jesus, and just to hear from you once again and then just renew our minds to some of these things, Father, Lord Jesus, as our hearts go out to those out there, Lord Jesus, that are still confused, Lord Jesus, and the Bible's still a mystery to them, Father, Lord Jesus. Lord, our hearts go out to them, Lord Jesus. And if there's seed there, Lord Jesus, we just pray that you open their eyes, Lord Jesus. They can see that and something we might live for them or say to them, Lord Jesus. The scriptures would enlighten to them, Lord Jesus, might open their eyes, Father. And we just pray, just give us that Holy Spirit to say the right thing at the right time, Lord Jesus. And Lord, it's heavy on my heart, Lord Jesus, you know, just to reach out there and do those people out, Father, that might not have heard the truth, Father, Lord, and just to be thoughtful, Lord, of those. And Father, I just pray, just give us the right leading and guiding us in those areas sometimes, Father, and we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for that true, wonderful word you've given us, and for opening our eyes and give us an eyesight that we can see, Lord Jesus. And I just pray, just be with us this week now, Lord Jesus. We go our individual ways, Lord Jesus, and give us safe traveling mercies as we go, Father. And during the week, Lord Jesus, just maybe just meditate upon you, Lord Jesus, and just pray often and think of you often, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, keep us on your mind. Keep you on our minds, Lord Jesus. And I pray you go with us now this day and have your will and your way in our lives as we commit all this in your name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. May the Lord richly bless you.